This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160. And who is us? Well, it's Aria.
It's Ian. And Cody.
And it's been a wild day, man. We got the news that Michael Hampton died today, which sucks. Of course, it's also primary day here in Keene. I'm anxiously looking forward to the results for that because I don't know. I feel pretty good about the chances with me having name recognition already and the other guy being just completely bonkers.
This is a complete douche.
It's very interesting. For our listeners that don't know, of course, our listeners probably know that you ran for sheriff last year in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, yes, and made international headlines. It was a huge blow-up and sensational story. But this year you threw in your hat for mayor because in New Hampshire, every year, actually every 6 months, there's basically an election, if you include the school board. But it's every year. So at least here in Keene, I don't know about the rest. I can't speak for the rest of the cities or towns in the state, but you get the state elections every 2 years, and then on every, so like those are every even year, and then the odd years, the municipal town elections happen. So we're in the municipal election season right now. You threw in for mayor. There were two other candidates, the incumbent, and then another guy that's kind of new to town, like within the last 6 years, who I'd never heard of before. He threw his hat in the race. He didn't go for city council first or anything like that. He went straight in for mayor.
But he put no effort into it, right? He made it clear that he's not going to do any signs or any campaign.
Did he say that?
Yeah, part of the 24-page insanity that he wrote.
Oh, yeah, I didn't read all that.
I read every word of it because I just could not stop.
Like watching a train wreck?
Yeah, it's like watching multiple train wrecks and all of the trains are full of babies. It's just, it's so horrifying, you cannot look away.
So this guy is like in his 60s, you know, he looks like an old guy, and he, when I first saw him, I wrote an article about this at freekeen.com, his candidacy. The Sentinel deserves the credit for breaking this story. Late last week, the Keene Sentinel broke the news that this guy running for mayor is now being accused of stalking by a city employee. Now, the Sentinel refused to give her name, even though it's public record, because there's a lawsuit.
There's only a couple of them, so it's...
She's going after this guy. It's not criminal. He's not been arrested criminally yet, but there's something
it
called...
It sounds like it came close.
Might have.
Because he blocked her driveway, rang her doorbell, took pictures of her, said he wanted to deliver a pumpkin
this
to
was
her.
After asking her out, after hanging around the city clerk's office for an inordinate amount of time... He then shows up at her house and is ultra creepy, and it's a really interesting and crazy story. But you know, when I heard about this, I'm like, oh my god! If Aria didn't have a chance before, she definitely has a chance now. Like before, I would have said it'd be a toss up, right? Like
sure.
The way that the town handles these primaries is there's no attention given whatsoever to it. Like
we learned that last year.
I didn't even know about it till this morning.
Yeah. Did you go and vote?
Oh yeah, I was at 198.
There's no attention given to it. Like the Sentinel, I think they wrote like one piece about who filed early on.
But they wrote a piece today that it's municipal election day.
Yeah, but they never did any interviews with the candidates. They don't talk to them prior to.
Mia interviewed me. Mia at the Sentinel.
But that was for that brief overview story of here's the candidates that have filed that happened a month ago. There was never like a profile piece about you. There was never a profile piece about this other guy. There's nothing like that. Nothing.
True. And they did that for the sheriff elections and some of the other county elections.
Yeah. And I don't know if they only do it when Free Staters or Liberty people run, because we always run. So we've always got somebody in there. So it's like
I know, but I'm sad, dude. We only had two Libertarians on my ballot today, and that was me and you.
I know. It's.
I definitely know that the local radio guy, he won't cover primaries, especially when it's Libertarians are on the ticket, and you just won't. Then you get primaried out. And you don't stand a chance, and no one knows your case, no one knows where you stand. It's horrible. But what's worse than that is the fact that we even have We even had a primary today for just one person. Arya, thank you very much.
That
you
was
just,
it.
You just wasted the city $20,000.
And I take pride in that. I also managed to get a parking ticket court date today. I'd been putting that off, but I finally went there and got it.
Mm-hmm.
They did not make me wait for a cop. She asked if I wanted to speak to an officer. I said, no, that's not necessary. Thank you. But
what good would that do?
But she still had a cop come a few minutes later and actually hand me the paperwork.
That's what they have to do.
Evidently, she can't just hand it to me. But I was there like a total of 10 minutes, so in and out.
Okay.
But I'm really happy about that because the fine for the parking ticket is $10.
That's right.
I don't know how much money they're going to spend taking this to court. And even if they convict me on it, I cost them way more than $10.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. It's win-win all around. And me running for mayor cost them $20,000 is your estimate.
Right, because they wouldn't have had a primary because they only have primaries in the municipal election if there are more candidates than are allowed to go to the general election. So if there's more than two mayoral candidates, and there are three, then they have to have a primary to eliminate
it's absolutely
one.
Ridiculous. It's they stupid. Really, really need to change that in the charter. If I was on the council, that would be one of my mainstays. I'd be like, we need to get rid of this. It's wasting money. It's wasting people's time.
Well, Conan, if I get elected to the city council, I will put that
down. I really need to know how much a municipal primary costs now, because I would love to know how much money I actually cost Keene by
just,
running for mayor.
Ask the clerk, Patty. Just ask her, and she'll tell you exactly. And this was $20,000 5 years ago.
Nice.
Who knows what it costs today? It might be $30,000
now. They didn't even pay those people. It's all a bunch of volunteers.
It's the stupid ballots.
Oh.
Those ballots are expensive, and they got the machines.
Right.
And no, they do get paid.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
I thought all they got was like a sandwich.
The last time, it was Lucas.
Here's your ham and cheese.
Yeah.
One of the most expensive restaurants in this town, they spent like $1,000 serving lunch from that restaurant back when I did my FOIA many, many years ago to figure out what was actually going into these things.
So as you pointed out, Conan, when you went to go vote, what time was it?
6:30.
Oh, so you voted on your way in.
I was 198th, it's probably another dozen or so.
Barely 200 people in one ward, so there's five wards in Keene, voted. So let's call it an estimate of 1,000 people.
1,000 people, yeah.
Voted in this primary election. I mean, seriously, if freedom lovers locate themselves here in New Hampshire in large number, we can do anything as far as winning primaries and that sort of thing.
Speaking of that, let's go to Jeanette, who's calling from San Diego. Jeanette, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi,
Ian, love the shirt. I got to get that for my husband.
Oh, thanks. I don't know if it's available anymore. This is an old shirt. This probably costs like a whole Bitcoin back in the day.
Well, maybe.
If it no longer exists, it's probably still costing about a whole Bitcoin.
For listeners that don't know, it's the Bitcoin Rebel shirt. It's the word rebel with a B in it. The Bitcoin B.
So what did you want to talk about tonight, Jeanette?
Oh, yes. I'm calling because I called a couple months ago to complain about my friend who only wanted to do virtual hangouts.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
So we scheduled one for last month, and then they ended up canceling that on me.
They canceled the virtual hangout?
Yes, they did.
Was it because of concerns of COVID-19, or was it just we have other stuff to do?
One was because they're in a bad mood, the other one overslept, and the other one just didn't.
You got really great friends, lady.
I know. Yeah, so it's stuff like that is why I'm calling. It's that, and I'm out here in California, and they just mandated that kids have to get the vaccine, and I really don't want any of my kids getting the vaccine.
This is kids at public and private school. Does it apply to homeschool?
Oh, that's true. I didn't think of that, but we are planning on homeschooling, especially now given that mandate.
Now, it's very difficult to do that in California.
Yeah, from what I understand, and I'm not a parent, so I don't have to look into this, but I've heard California is one of the worst places that you could possibly be if you're going to be a homeschooler. Like, insane regulations.
Yeah, I've heard about you have to submit a name for the school, you have to submit paperwork. I think you guys talked about it a little bit on the show last night about all the paperwork.
In California, do you, Jeanette?
No. So it's stuff like that really makes me want to move to New Hampshire. But the issue I'm facing is how do I tell my family that, because I know they're just going to think I'm crazy.
Are they a bunch of California liberals or something?
Yes, they are.
Can we hang on to Jeanette?
Jeanette, can you hang on for another segment?
Oh, sure.
Okay, yes. Awesome. So how do you – I didn't tell my – well, I think I told my sister that I was moving to New Hampshire.
That's how you do it. You say, goodbye.
Yeah, that's. I don't think the rest of them even got a goodbye. I was just like, I'm gone.
I'll see you on Zoom.
But of course, I mean, other people do have ties to their family. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Uploading our live, our videos to library for years because library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of it. In 2020, library also launched Odyssey, which is a video sharing website, front-end, and streaming service that is backed up by a library, and it's really taking off. Now it's got over a million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators because, like us, other people are constantly facing the threat of being kicked off of YouTube if they say anything that even slightly goes outside the government's lines. I'm actually surprised we're still streaming on YouTube. This is like a new, this is a new COVID record for us, right? 2 whole weeks or so without being kicked off of YouTube, it's shocking. But it's going to happen. At any moment, we're going to get another strike, and then someone will comb through our, some angry person will comb through our videos and find something else to get us a strike over. It's inevitable. One day, Facebook is, not Facebook, YouTube, Facebook as well, probably. YouTube is going to kick us off. So find us at video.freetalklive.com. That takes you directly to our Odyssey channel. And there you can watch our live streams, or you can just check out the video archives. That's video.freetalklive.com. We are talking with Jeanette, though, about how to tell your family that you want to move to New Hampshire, because especially being on the other side of the country, I can understand why, you know, it would sound crazy for you to be like, hey, I want to move literally as far away from here as possible.
Do they know that you don't like it where you live?
Yes, because we have talked to them about possibly moving to Arizona. And that was originally our goal, but just with everything that's happening and then all the good things happening in New Hampshire, with New Hampshire possibly seceding from the United States, like that's where my husband and I want to be.
Well, we're possibly going to have a constitutional amendment asking the question about secession.
Which, if it passes, then we will secede from the United States.
Peacefully. And by the way, as far as homeschooling states, New Hampshire is one of the best. All you have to do is just tell the school district, if you even want to, if you even go that far, just say, hey, look, I'm homeschooling.
Yeah, that's only if they know you exist.
There's no tests. There's no reporting into them every 6 months.
That's only if they know you even exist. Right?
That's
like
what
if
I'm,
you move in from San Diego, they don't even know you're here. So you don't have to tell them anything.
True. Yeah, so my question is like, is there common arguments that are used for talking to, you know, crazy California liberals?
Well, like when you say family, I'm confused. Do you mean like your husband and your kids, or do you mean like your mother and your stepmom and your stepdad and your father?
Yeah, I mean my mom and dad and my sisters and my mother-in-law kind of knows that we want to move to New Hampshire. I've told her that in the past. She'd actually move with us because she grew up in Boston, and she'd love to go back to the coast. But I'm talking about my family, and we're pretty close to my family and my husband's family as well, because since we're both working right now, they're the ones that watch our kids for us.
That's a big one right there. And by the way, I take it you actually spend FaceTime, you spend time with your family as opposed to your friends, which you only ever see on FaceTime, Zoom.
Yeah, exactly. My parents are vaccinated and extended family are vaccinated and whatnot, and they have no problem spending time with us. But, we see them at least 2-3 times a week, so we're very close. So that's just the struggle that I'm having.
Here's my question, I guess, is like, you know your family best. Why is it that you even feel the need to ask 3 total strangers how you should approach them about this?
Because we're cool, man.
Because we all did it.
Because we all did it.
Yeah, exactly.
We all moved here from other places, right?
Right. Sure I told my parents at some point, but it's like such an incidental, you know, thing for me. I don't remember anything about it.
See, I didn't tell mine. I think my family learned about it from my sister. I think that's her. Hey, is she coming back? Except obviously they didn't say she is.
I told my parents, and they helped me move. But every time my folks who are retired and can travel come to visit me every year, which was last week, by the way, my dad is always, dude, you've got to come visit. You've got to. He's always telling me to come back because Tennessee's doing all right as well. I love New Hampshire. It's a really hard move, but that's where all my family are.
Are you worried that this conversation is going to go bad? I mean, why? What do you need the advice for?
Yeah, I'm just worried that they're not going to understand why we're moving, and I'm just worried that they're going to try to talk us out of it, since, you know, they wouldn't
want
to.
Would that work? Is there anything that they could say that would keep you in California?
Oh, I'm just worried about, like, if I move away from all my family and friends, am I going to struggle? Am I going to, you know, become depressed or withdrawn or whatnot?
There are so many Liberty communities here in New Hampshire. I mean, especially here in Keene, I've never felt lonely. I came here with a friend that I'd barely even known at that point.
There are
no family.
There are groups. Now, we're all, you know, people that don't have kids. Like, I mean, Conan, you had one, but she's moved off.
She's off on her own.
So at the point, you know, this time we don't have kids, so we're not hanging around with the family groups. But there are groups of freedom-loving families here in New Hampshire. I know they're out in the Seacoast and the Manchester area. There's some of them out in the west side of the state
with homeschool hubs
as well. Lots of them are into homeschooling and, you know, getting together. I've seen photos online of like Liberty Moms or whatever. So like a bunch of moms get together and they get together in real life and actually hang out. So like there are these groups of people who share your beliefs and are willing to actually get together. So those networks exist here, and it's only a matter of time before you get connected to those people. So I wouldn't worry about not having friends. You know, what some people say about coming here is that you meet friends that you didn't know you have, basically. Like, it's not hard to meet people here who share fundamental beliefs, and that helps. Now, there's so many people here that you probably will meet some people you don't like, and that's okay, too.
Sure.
Because there's enough people here to where you can actually be choosy and hang out with only the ones that you get along with the best, which is nice.
And if you were making any argument from any other state other than, like, New York or California, I don't even see the argument. If, say, you were in Texas right now, I'd be like, yeah, that would be a really hard move if your whole family was there. But you're in California. It sucks. That's all we hear is the bad news coming from that state. They're just it's like they're trying to tear it down.
Well, which part of California are you in? Oh, you're in San Diego. Sorry, yeah.
San Diego.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah. She was up north in Jefferson. It'd be a different argument.
Yeah, get the hell out of California, though. I mean, that should be an easy sell.
And well, I understand you don't have to sell them. I mean, it doesn't. Ultimately, it doesn't matter what they think about it. Your life should be lived for you, and it should be what Jeanette wants that is what matters. And if your parents are so possessive, and I'm not saying they're like this, I'm just speaking generally, I'm sure there are some people out there that have these situations where their parents act like they still own them or whatever, even after they've grown, you know, their kids have grown up. You're not their child, you know, they don't get to tell you what to do.
And actually, I would take it one step further. It's not what Jeanette wants, it's what your kids need to develop into good human beings later in life.
I think what Jeanette is saying, though, is that she wants her family to be on board with it and supportive of it.
Well, there's no guarantees.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just like you said, my kids have to wear masks at school, and it's horrible, so thank you so much. I feel a lot better.
Good luck, Jeanette.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let us know how it turns out.
And let us know when you get to New Hampshire. There's always people hanging around here doing stuff. There is something every Friday here in Keene, every Sunday here in Keene, and it's not just here. It's also in Manchester, and I think Concord has
a whole calendar. If you go to calendar.shiresociety.com, it'll take you to the Free State Project calendar, which aggregates a bunch of events from across the state.
And as you were pointing out, fewer than 1,000 people voted in today's primary. Imagine what we could accomplish if you came here. 603-283-61.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says America used to lead the world in investing in ourselves. The president spending some time Tuesday in Hull, Michigan, to promote his Build Back Better agenda.
To support these investments is to create a rising America. America is moving. To oppose these investments is to be complicit in America's decline.
A Facebook whistleblower said the company prioritizes money over reigning in hate speech and misinformation. Senator Mike Lee joins Fox News to criticize the company.
This isn't a problem that the government created. This is a problem that Facebook created, a problem that it created and is profiting on to the tune of an enormous sum of money.
A Facebook spokesperson saying the company is taking steps to curb misinformation and harmful content. USA Radio News. The former vice president is speaking out regarding President Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal.
Vice President Mike Pence on Fox News is speaking out against the Biden administration's Afghanistan failure.
But I have to tell you, the idea that we abandon Bagram Air Base in the middle of the night without telling our allies, and worst of all, that we left Americans and American allies behind, was unconscionable.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Department of Justice is reviewing its decision not to prosecute two FBI agents who mishandled the Larry Nassar sexual abuse investigation.
The recently confirmed Assistant Attorney General for the Criminal Division is currently reviewing this matter, including new information that has come to light.
During a Senate hearing, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco would not elaborate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live. And last year we told you about Intercoin, which can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. So if there's a token you want to launch or an app you want to build, go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch with you and learn about your needs. And while you're there, you might want to go ahead and pick up some Intercoins for yourself. That's Intercoin.org, Intercoin.org. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we're talking about whistleblowers, namely this Facebook whistleblower who says that Facebook is damaging people with their algorithms and government needs to force them to basically go back to the way it used to work, where it would just show you the most recent items your friends had posted.
Is that what she's suggesting?
Apparently, yeah.
And then they added the most popular feature, but they left the most recent there, and then they got rid of the most recent, and now it's just whatever Facebook thinks you're interested in. If you want to see what
sell you, yeah, that's what it's all about.
They want you to keep on the site so they can sell you.
Correct.
So they share the things with you that are the high engagement posts because they think you're more likely to engage and then keep coming back, right, to keep seeing the updates and keep seeing people arguing with one another and then seeing the advertisements and then possibly clicking on an advertiser and so on. This woman came out this weekend after already revealing documents to the Wall Street Journal secretively in the past. Her name is Frances Haugen. She worked with this... what the hell's the there's a certain division of Facebook where civic misinformation. She was the product manager for civic misinformation. So it sounds like she was on the fact check team or whatever, right?
Yeah. So she's not even upset about Facebook's fact checking. She's upset about how they're displaying content to people.
Correct. She's upset about the algorithm, and she puts it in these terms, which is totally about pandering to what people consider to be important these days, safety. She says, I saw that Facebook repeatedly encountered conflicts between its own profits and our safety. They consistently resolve those conflicts in favor of its own profits. The result has been a system that amplifies division, extremism, and polarization, and undermining societies around the world. And you know what? If that's what Facebook's plan was, then I guess I got to support them on those goals. But
yeah, well, they have to like 3 billion subscribers now or something.
Something like that.
Something huge.
It's close to half the planet. Yeah,
yeah. That's something to.
Now, whether they're active or not, you know, they may have 3 billion accounts, but. How many people are actually still using
it? I have two accounts.
There you go. You're messing up the system.
Well, during the sheriff campaign, I finally broke down and created an alt account for when my main one got suspended, but they ended up suspending it, and I've never used it since. Mm. Now, when they ban me, I just go back to not being on Facebook.
She says, I came forward because I recognize the frightening truth. Almost no one outside of Facebook knows what happens inside Facebook. The company's leadership keeps vital information from the public, the U.S. government, its shareholders, and governments around the world.
Well, they're a private company, in theory, so they have the right to do that.
She said in a turning point that a turning point convinced her of the need to bring information outside of Facebook was when the company dissolved the Civic Integrity Team after the 2020 U.S. election.
Sorry, wait, what's her title again? Do you remember?
Well, it was.
I thought she was the civic person.
Yes. She's a civic misinformation
product
person.
Manager for civic misinformation.
Huh.
She says,
can you even imagine what she did day to day?
So basically, she is complaining about her job. Isn't she basically pointing out what she would uncover if she was being a responsible civic undercover person?
Well, I don't know if she's complaining about her job. I mean, it sounds like a product manager for civic misinformation is somebody who is in charge of the team that labels things as fake news or whatever.
That's just my guess. Civic. Like, I'm dying to know what this lady actually did at Facebook headquarters on a day-to-day basis.
I don't know. But she says that they dissolved the Civic Integrity Team, and Facebook said it would integrate those responsibilities into other parts of the company. But she said that within 6 months of the reorganization, 75% of her pod of seven people who had mostly come from Civic Integrity left for other parts of the company or left entirely.
Okay, so she is upset that they disbanded her department, and a lot of the people who had worked with her in that department ended up quitting or working somewhere else.
Yeah, and maybe she didn't like her new assignment or something like that, so she went rogue and turned against Facebook. And so it goes on.
Unless this is what she has been employed to do.
You mean like she's been a double agent or a secret agent all along?
Sure, why not?
On behalf of whom?
Facebook. She works for Facebook.
Wait, no, she doesn't work for them anymore.
Oh, really?
She's formerly.
Okay, well, that helps. Yeah. That part of the argument doesn't help my argument at all.
Unless Facebook is still secretly paying her in an untraceable currency like Monero.
Mm. And if you look at other big industry like Big Pharma and, I don't know, FDA, CDC, they're all in bed together. They work for one, and then they switch gears, and now I'm CEO at CDC. Or I'm CEO at FDA. They're constantly
So maybe she's being paid by Facebook to speak in front of Congress.
Well, yeah. I don't know, but she is saying here
I don't think that's the case.
She quit in May and claimed she copied tens of thousands of pages of internal research before she quit her job and took them with her, and then she went to Wall Street Journal.
I sure hope she has some sort of immunity granted to her by Congress for this, because that sounds like it's all sorts of violations.
Yeah, stay out of small planes, stay out of hot tubs, don't go kayaking down the river anytime soon.
Well, one thing's for sure, whether she still works for Facebook or not, Facebook is agreeing with this woman. Facebook, not agreeing with all of her allegations, but agreeing with her conclusion, which is that the government needs to step in According to the Facebook's spokesperson, Lena Peach, their director of policy communications, quote, "Today, a Senate Commerce Subcommittee held a hearing with a former product manager at Facebook, who worked for the company for less than 2 years, had no direct reports, never attended a decision point meeting with C-level executives, and testified, I don't know what that means, and testified more than six times to not working on the subject matter in question," said Facebook's spokesperson. She said further, quote, "We don't agree with her characterization of the many issues she testified about. Despite all this, we agree on one thing. It's time to begin to create standard rules for the Internet. It's been 25 years since the rules for the Internet have been updated, and instead of expecting the industry to make societal decisions that belong to legislators, it's time for Congress to act."
No, those decisions belong to the people who flock to one Internet company or another for reasons that, you know, no one can really predict or understand, but not to Congress. So why would Facebook want Congress to do this?
Because they'll write the regulations.
Correct. And they are the top dogs right now. This is, as far as dealing with competition, this is how you do it. You make it harder for competition to do anything because you wrote the rules. And this is all the way from Facebook all the way down to our level, the local sign ordinance, one of the sign companies here in Keene, writing the regulations for the city of Keene to implement their sign ordinance. How bastardized and incestuous is that?
It's the same scam.
It's the same thing. It works at every single level.
Yep, exactly.
That's when we opened this. That was the first thing that I noticed was any industry that comes out and says that I would like more government regulation over me,
like Coinbase recently did.
Correct, mm-hmm. Because they're watching their butts, and they're going to be. And like Ian says, they're going to be writing the regulation because they made it clear they wanted
the
politicians aren't, because they don't even understand what Bitcoin is.
No, Coinbase made it clear they wanted to create this group of entities like themselves and Kraken. Binance was on there, I think, and some others who ultimately were just going to write crypto regulations.
Now, here's what I want to know about this. You now have this whistleblower saying Congress needs to take action, and Facebook saying, yes, take action, Congress. Everybody's on board. Everybody wants Congress to do something about the Internet and all the danger out
there.
I
don't want Congress to do anything about the Internet.
No. Well, people that love freedom certainly wouldn't want that. But it makes me wonder, what are the Republicans going to do here? Are they going to, you know, it's a Democrat Congress. Are they going to act like they care about freedom of information? Are they going to, you know, take the side of Internet freedom on this? Because a few years ago during the Trump administration, Republicans were saying they wanted government regulation of social media. Remember?
What do you think they're going to do? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
You're welcome to join us. Talk about whatever is important to you or talk about what we've been discussing. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And what we're discussing is Facebook and it's just general evilness. Now, I still use Facebook. Conan, I think you still use Facebook. But neither of us are the type to just like sit there and browse through your feed. The vast majority of my Facebook usage is Facebook Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe once or twice a day, I will go on Facebook and post something, but after that, I'm pretty much done with it.
Mm.
If it's something that I need to respond to, like, I requested a favor earlier this evening, I will actually go back and look at that at some point, but I'm not the type to just sit there and scroll through my Facebook feed to see what other people are saying. If I want to know what other people are saying, I'm going to ask them, because I care about their opinions and want to know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them shouting them at me over Facebook.
Yeah, I have definite rules, time allocation and whatnot, and I have rules on how much I can post.
Oh yeah.
You post more in a day than I do in 2 weeks.
Really? Because I post like once or twice a day.
That's what I mean.
Okay. So you're like once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it has to be something that is meaningful. Like it's got to be that weird caterpillar that I saw in the garden yesterday.
See, I'll make an exception. If I'm crap posting, mm-hmm. then it is more than once or twice a day. But that's a different animal on its own.
Yeah, I haven't been on Facebook. I quit back at the beginning of 2018, so coming up on 4 years now.
Nice. Congratulations.
It has been nice. But that's what we're talking about right now is Facebook, and they are in the news because a so-called whistleblower has come out and is alleging that there is a crisis.
The kids, the children.
And that's where she's going next.
The crisis is censorship.
What do you mean?
That Facebook is censoring anyone who says anything that they don't like.
Oh, yeah.
That's the crisis.
Doing it, by the way, at the behest of the government.
Yes, the government is specifically finding posts that it says are problematic and directing Facebook to do something about them.
Yeah, so Facebook is essentially, without really being
arm of
without officially being the government, they are essentially doing the duty of the government in censoring people, So they're basically like a government agency, except not really.
And this was admitted by the current White House press secretary.
That's right.
Yeah.
So this woman's come out. She is saying that there needs to be regulation because Facebook is putting people in danger. It's unsafe, she claims, on Facebook, because someone could find some information that Facebook hasn't deleted, like information about anorexia. She's referring to teenagers searching recipes and then finding an anorexia group or something.
That seems unlikely. Like, some 16-year-old... I can't imagine too many 16-year-olds looking up cooking recipes in the first place.
Right?
But to somehow find their way down a rabbit hole until they're seeing an advertisement for anorexia?
Well,
does Facebook even...
Group.
I think this particular argument is focused on Instagram. Do you have one of those accounts?
No.
Aria? Which I don't. So I don't really know what's going on.
I want
on
permission
there.
To use Instagram, but I just want it because I want my dog to have an Instagram.
They do get to Instagram, but the first part of the story was about just Facebook in general. This next part is about Instagram from CNBC.com. The hearing focused a lot on Facebook's impact on young users because that's always the excuse the police or the government use.
To protect the children.
Yeah. Lawmakers expressed outrage at one of the journal's reports that said Facebook's internal research had found... Remember, the woman went to the Wall Street Journal before she ended up in Congress. Said that Facebook's internal research had found Instagram created a toxic environment for some teenage girls already experiencing negative feelings about their bodies. That prompted even stronger calls from lawmakers for Facebook to end its plans to launch a version of Instagram for kids. Facebook has accused the Wall Street Journal of cherry-picking its data.
Hold on. They wanted an Instagram for kids?
Facebook wants one, and
no part of that sounds like a good idea.
The lawmakers are saying, don't do it.
Facebook's attorneys should have said, don't do it.
Now, why?
Because you have no way of verifying that people who are on the site are going to be... That's a way of attracting pedophiles to the platform.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but there are already... young people, kids that are on Instagram. So what's the difference?
Fair point. Except, I mean, the pedophiles know exactly where to find the 12-year-olds.
They know where all the kids are. They don't have to weed through all the adults.
It just sounds like a bad idea to me.
Facebook has accused the Wall Street Journal of cherry-picking its data, emphasizing that research shows the majority of users surveyed in several cases found positive effects of using its products, even when a small percentage felt it made their negative feelings worse. Facebook says that in a survey, 8 out of 10 teenage Instagram users in the United States said the platform made them feel better or had no effect on their feelings about themselves. But
what effect is it supposed to have? Are they supposed to, like, see someone who's very attractive and then feel worse about themselves? Is that what they're describing here?
Some dopamine rush.
But that's not going to help. No, that will help them feel good and feel better.
That's what they said.
But I want to know what is harming them. You know, they're being harmed by this content.
They're seeing beautiful people who make them feel insecure, and then they go cut themselves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that probably happens.
They don't need Instagram for that. That's been going on since.
They don't need it, but it's
actually
there.
No, actually, that's a very good point, Aria, that this is 2021's little girls hate themselves argument.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, when Disney's Cinderella came out, how many years ago?
50s, almost, that's the 50s or something.
Oh, yeah.
Right? 60s?
I'm sure that there were little girls who felt insecure seeing very beautiful cartoon girl up there.
I mean, just look how gorgeous the average actress is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're constantly having just gorgeous, beautiful people thrown at us 24/7 that
no doubt
aren't realistic
at all.
I don't disagree with you guys, but I'm not defending Facebook or I'm not defending the so-called whistleblower here. But it's definitely worse now for a young person because of the obsession that they have with likes, right? So this is a young person's thing. Is they talk. And the reason I know this, you know, Bonnie is younger, and so she hung out recently with some of her old friends from San Antonio. She went down there and visited some old friends for a party, and a lot of them were talking about, oh, I've got to post my picture on Instagram, but wait, don't post it yet. Don't post it yet. I've got to do the edit. There's like some editing that they can do on their phones. You can basically do like a quick Photoshop and like make yourself look skinnier and, you know, fix your eyebrows or whatever. Like, whoa, don't post. I got to do the editing first. Oh, you've got 20 likes already. I've got 30 likes over here. And they're constantly obsessed over the amount of likes that they're getting based on photos that are completely falsified, basically, as far as what they actually look like.
it's just women in general. That's pretty much
it. No, it's not.
All the lipstick and all of the fancy clothes, the heels.
It used to be all that.
Bras.
It used to be all that.
It's still that. All I'm saying is it's still that.
But now they're competing for, like, digital gold, basically.
Digital validation.
Okay, and 20 years ago, they were dealing with physical validation.
But now, instead of seeing a handful of girls at school, now they see every other teenager that is, you know, within their purview on this app, and it's worse, Conan.
I'm not buying it. You're always going to have people who hate themselves because they're not pretty.
I agree with you there. This is making it more obvious to them because there's so many more beautiful
I think the internet has opened our eyes to a lot of what has always been going on.
But they're fake.
It's all fake.
But it's always been fake.
This is why when I'm on dating apps, I immediately swipe no on anyone who has these obvious filters on there. I want to know what you actually look like. Yeah.
That and a banner of I got stabbed, or I got my COVID stab.
I don't even notice those. I mean, if they want to be vaccinated, I don't care. I'm not going to. If she's hot and she's not using filters, I'm still.
If she had a banner around her
mask,
if she had a banner, oh what?
No,
yeah,
right, that'd be too much.
Okay, so no mask.
That means she went out of her way. Because that would mean she went out of her way to take a profile picture while she was wearing a mask. That's a big no for me.
Yeah, but these banner things, you just click a button, you get a I got stabbed today banner.
Mm. Yeah, but that's better than posing for a picture wearing a mask just to virtue signal to people that you wear a mask.
That'd be a no go for
awful.
Me.
But look,
it's worse. Ian, it's horrible.
It's worse now.
No, I'm arguing, no, it's not. I'm arguing it's the same. We just see it more. The internet has allowed us to see more of it.
Yeah, that's why it's worse. That's what makes it worse.
And this week, that's the argument of the day. This is how we get. This is how we get government to regulate social media.
And that's what they're working on doing. And obviously, we're against that. I'm not saying that this is a reason why government should do anything like that, but it is worse. If you were a teenage girl and you were concerned about being the prettiest girl in the class when you're growing up, you're only competing with so many girls. Well, now you literally are competing on the internet with every other girl out there for the attention of all the people liking photos and commenting and all that because they think that that means something. It doesn't mean diddly. But they think that it does.
By the way, does Bonnie do any of this nonsense that she was telling? She's on her phone a whole lot.
She is on her phone a lot, yeah.
I think she does do Instagram, but I don't think she's like
she's
that.
Not obsessed with that.
I know a kid, though, who's on TikTok, and he does count his TikTok followers and all his likes and stuff. And I'm like, dude, why do you care? But it's all about that dopamine rush and being validated by strangers on the internet. I can't imagine anything worse than feeling like I need to be validated by people. 603-283-6160.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.